Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Be the Flea in Foxborough.
Yo, what's up, brother?
Hey, dude.
Yo, I need some drinks, please. You got like a great goose or something, anyway?
Can we get him goose, please? Check out.
Ooh. I'm looking up, bro. So, Sonny Michel, right? He needs to run the ball a little bit tight, Kane. He's a rookie. You know, losing Deion Lewis is tough because this guy, every time he lines up, all he does is run the ball. You know, he doesn't even get a pass off the backfield. That's important, especially this day and era. You know, Hightower, the defensive lineman, my boy, if he has a game, you know he's only 10th in sacks for the Patriots. You can't rank 10th. You know, I mean, the guy went off. You know how he started the strip sack in the Super Bowl, right? I think that the Pats can do this. I think Gronk's right. You know, I think Brady's hurt too, but I'm not saying that. No mistakes. No, the Pats are coming out. We're going to dog them. Pretty boy down there in the Sunshine Alley over there. I mean, I like them. I'm kind of nervous too, you know, because these guys can ball.
I mean, listen, are you guys have to be absolutely stoned out of your face to sit here and talk to me about how worried you are when you've gone to 7 straight AFC championship games and 3 of the last 4 Super Bowls. I mean, this team, I can't even believe my ears this week on this network. I'm starting to think all you people are stupid or something. Honestly, like, how in God's name do you give up? Like, it sounds like you guys just are a bunch of pikers to me. That you No. You've gone to 7 straight AFC championship games. All I hear all week is how scared to death you guys are of this football game, and you have no chance. I mean, no chance. You have no chance. You're going to lose. That's it. Done. Patriots lose. Dynasty over. That's it. I don't even want to hear it anymore. We're so worried. We don't know. We don't trust them. Are you kidding me? Are you listening to these people? I mean, I want to punch myself in the face. Have you seen the movie where the guy just keeps punching himself in the face, or you stick your face through the mirror in the sink? Is there a way I could do that right now? Maybe go to the men's south end zone here and smash my face into a mirror, because I can't stand listening to you people anymore. I really can't. You're a bunch of pikers. For Christ's sakes, they've been to 3 of the last 4 Super Bowls. They've gone to 7 straight AFC title games, and you guys are like, we have no chance. I mean, Philip Rivers, who's 0-7 against him, Brady, and you guys are giving him the game. It's a done deal. You know what they should do? They should cancel the game and just give the Chargers the win. And then the, you know, Pats can roll over and beat the big peas you're describing them as to me. I mean, you guys are unbelievable. I mean, is this what you do all day, is call these stations in Boston and talk about how crappy your football team is that goes to the Super Bowl every year and wins Super Bowl championships every year? Are you kidding me? Oh, I forgot they lost last year. Christ, at least they're in the game. I mean, they're in the game every year. They're in the AFC title game every year since you were born. But, yeah, they got no chance on Sunday at all. I mean, how could you ever have a chance in a game with Tom Brady and Bill Belichick? I mean, honestly, I mean, how bad do they suck? I mean, I can't even take this anymore. Just tell your neighbor. You know what? Call up your neighbor right now and say, meet me in the driveway so I can tell you how bad our football team is that never, you know, isn't going to come through for us against the Chargers, because I can't take it anymore. I can't take listening to you people anymore. I really can't. I'm going to kill myself. I just can't listen to it. We have no chance. I mean, it is just unbelievable to me, Mafia. I mean, honest to God, you've sat here all week. Have you heard anyone that said the Patriots were going to win the game?
None that had full confidence. I mean, I expected some of that New England bravado. All these fans that usually just bragging about how amazing they are. You haven't really had that. And we've had that before. This isn't the first time. It seems like every year we get this where they kind of have that worry that, you know, the sky's going to fall. It's like, really? Have you not watched the last 15, 18 years?
I mean, it is truly... I'm flabbergasted. I can't even think straight listening to it.
I mean, how many guys have we talked to, you know, writers and broadcasters that say, like, I want to pick against them. This could be the year that they fail. But every time you do that, they never do. So you can't do it until they finally do.
You know what? I got to tell you, I hope to God that they tie it up again. The Penguins underneath. On the doorstep. I got to tell you. I mean, you know, I hope the Chargers win so that I'm wrong. I live for it. I hope the Chargers win. I hope that I eat crow and that I have, you can bash my brains in, call me all week and tell me how much of a D I am. Because you know what? If this were my team and you, and I was sitting here just going, we have no chance. I mean, we're never going to win. We've only won 6 Super Bowls. And I mean, we're doomed against this team. They're just, oh man, they're so good. And they've never beaten Tom Brady once ever. And Bill Belichick, how about today I read the story. Do you think the experience will have a factor in the game? Like, who comes up with this, Shaq? Who's the guy that wrote the article? Will experience play into this between Belichick and Anthony Lynn? Is that his name? What has he ever done besides nothing? And you're talking about the greatest coach that ever lived. But his experience means nothing because some writer up there wrote a story that said, will experience play a role in this? I want to take a baseball bat and smash your Pirellin face in. Shut up. You shouldn't even be allowed to write a column like that. I don't even care who you are. I hate your whole family. I'm just kidding.
If you're in Kansas City and you're saying,
I don't know who did it. I just read it. I saw it. I wanted to jump off a cliff.
If you're one of the fans in Kansas City, I can understand that kind of reaction. Like you read off the stats. Like, they're 1-10.
Thank you.
Never wanted to
Arrowhead. 1-11.
Right. New England, it happens every year when you win. How could you not be like, you should have your chest out saying no one can touch us.
You should say we're going to win by 10 even if you think you're going to lose.
They even win the games that they have no business winning. They still win those two.
But,
two of them are Super Bowls in the last five.
But am
years.
I wrong that all week long I've heard they have no chance?
All week long.
All week long. I mean, I haven't had one guy yet call me and say they're going to win. I mean, for Christ's sakes. I mean, and they take a lead. Unbelievable. Phil Kessel's cousin. You gotta be here to believe it. All those has left the building. They'll still blow it. There's 9.5 minutes.
They'll still
left.
Blow it. The Ducks were up 3-0.
Well, they were 3-3 and they gave up a shorty.
This game is over.
Ah, the Patriots have no chance. The Penguins couldn't win a game if the other team didn't show up.
Did you just do what we're yelling at New England fans for? How many times have the Penguins won in the last decade?
Well,
they're probably going to blow this game. Well, they never win.
They blew the lead when they tied them on a shorty. If that were your crappy team, you'd be like,
I can't give
up a goddamn short-handed goal. If your team gave it up, you wouldn't talk the rest of the night. I know you like the back of my hand. Both of you liars.
This game was over
Shut
in the
up.
First period.
God,
buried.
You're
the
just
Ducks
rooting
suck.
Against my
this
team.
Is awful.
I hate you.
Awful.
Stay away from my sister. Here they come, culling up the left wing, skating in.
They might win this game 8-4 the way this thing's going.
But the Patriots have no chance. JC in Boston.
Scotty.
Yeah. Hey.
You got a fan right here, my friend, that knows we're going to roll in and penetrate. You know how cold it is right now over here? Those boys, when they got off the plane, they suck back into their stomach, all right? They've never experienced this. Nobody but New England but us have milkshake blood like this.
Yeah.
They do not know what's going on. They're going to hit the ground. It's going to be cement, not dirt, cement. Scotty, we're going to penetrate them. It's over. It's playoff time. It's not regular season, like you said it. And I listen to you, my man, and I love the show.
I love you. You're beautiful. I agree. They're going to be able to penetrate their end of the field for sure, and the offense is going to be rolling, and they'll spend the entire time in the red zone scoring touchdowns. And remember, Tom Brady sucks in big games. Remember that. That's the one thing they probably are doing on the radio up there this week. Let's focus on how bad Tom is in big games. Oh, and remember, he's over the hill. He's washed up. He's an old man. He's finished. His numbers have fallen off. He's a disaster. He's got no chance in this game against the young guy on the other team that's also got no teeth and long gray hairs. Is the other guy not just about as old as him now? He is. What is he, 37, 38? I mean, my God. He's long in the tooth, too, whatever the hell that means.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.